Sporting Opportunities has been going for about 16 years, and it started really from seeing that sport could be a good tool for social impact in many communities overseas. So myself and a team set up basically the agency to find people that were into their sport, to travel, to support disadvantaged communities or charities, NGOs in various different countries. So we started in Ghana, and we've been able to spread out into lots and lots of different countries. I also recognize that it's not just about doing the altruistic stuff. It's about also seeing what you can take from another culture and understanding sport in different communities. So whether it's going and working with a football academy and working with kids there in some countries, to even going off and training in a new sport and doing courses, that's kind of where I've taken Sporting Opportunities today.
So how many different countries do you operate in now?
We're working in around 15. And it, you know, it's covering everything from South America, the Caribbean, Africa, and down to Australia, as well as Asia. And Asia is becoming a bit more popular for us as well, because you know, it's quite an accessible area of the world to get to more and more these days.
So if somebody wanted to work with you who had a skill, a sporting skill to offer, how would that work then? Would they choose a geographic region, or would they go by the sport? And does that sort of tally with certain places where those skills are required?
Yes, well, we would talk with each individual about what we felt was possibly most appropriate for them and how much out of their comfort zone that they would like to be challenged themselves. But it also depends on the sport that they're interested in and where the countries that we work in offer those sports. Most people, you know, young people and university students will be doing something sports focused with their studies. And what we're saying to them is, look, why don't you actually come away and get some real life experience and use that love of sport that you're studying in and travel with it at the same time?
Are there certain sports that you're particularly interested to hear from people who have skills in?
Yeah, well, football is always the big one globally, as we know. But we're ranging from a lot of your team-based sports, whether that's cricket, rugby, netball, hockey. But we're also doing slightly different things as well, where one of the very important trips we run is actually teaching kids how to swim in some of these communities. So, you know, if you know how to swim here and you want to come away and teach others that gift, then that's definitely available. We also take people that are into their martial arts or into boxing, and we get them training and working alongside top athletes in boxing gyms, martial art, Thai boxing clubs in various different countries. If you wanted to get involved with the boxing training experience that we run in Ghana, for example, you work alongside the athletes there, but we're also working with the kids that a lot of the time don't go to school. So we are there to support them and teach them life skills, and also from an educational point, teach them the importance of going to school and getting that education. So boxing is unique. I don't think I know of any other organization that is doing something similar in the same way that we are there. But we're also we're about to launch some like kite surfing and surf instructor courses out in the Dominican Republic. So what I'm saying with people who come away with Sporting Opportunities is, even if you're going off to pursue your own love of sport and get qualified in a new sport, you actually know that some of your funds that you pay us as an organization will be allowing kids in Africa and Asia and South America to also have access to sport.
What kind of level of proficiency would you expect of somebody who volunteered?
We take different levels away with us. Generally, when you're working with us at a grassroots level, whether we're going into schools or local clubs, then the fact that you have played within school, university or local club is enough for us to buddy you up alongside existing coaches overseas. But having said that, if you are serious about your own kind of coaching development, then we can actually place you at kind of top level sports as well. Because in some countries where we work, we're working with the national bodies, such as the Rugby Association in St. Lucia. So people there actually get to work at a higher level, right down to the kind of grassroots and what we're doing there, which obviously will be value and be kudos for them on their own CVs.
So what kind of commitment would you expect off one of your volunteers?
It depends, again, on where you want to go. But because of the nature of, travel now these days, I think a lot of people want to sort of jump on and jump off quickly and have a lot of flexibility. Going back maybe a decade when we were more into the kind of the gap year model, we were asking people to come for a few months to really kind of show their commitment. But the industry has changed dramatically, and the way we look at it is, if even somebody can come for 2 weeks and contribute their time, their efforts, the financial input that gives to these communities, then we would still encourage people to come, from whether it's 1 or 2 weeks up to a full year, depending on what you want to do and how long for.
And would they have time to explore the area without having to be working and volunteering?
Oh, completely. Like, part of what we're doing is giving you the base and the safety net to live and work within that community. We offer a certain amount of hours per day minimum. If you want to do a lot more, then there is the opportunity to do that. But certainly evenings during the week are totally free to explore and do your own thing. And also at weekends, you can either get involved with various social excursions that we run, such as South Africa, for example. We would take you on a local safari while you're there. We might take you into some of the township communities to see authentic African dancing and sculpture and woodcraft that's going on. But, you know, weekends are very much free time to explore and see a lot more of the country that you're in.
And what do you offer the volunteers for the time that they give up? What do they, it sounds very sort of mean when you say, what do they get from it? Obviously they get an experience of working with other people, but what do they have to fund themselves, and what will you look after?
Yeah, so on the whole, we're covering all your food, accommodation. We pick you up from the airport. There's an orientation induction to get familiar with the local area. You've got the activities there as well. We also put some of your money into sports equipment that will then be left with that community when you leave, plus some cultural experiences as well. From the UK side of things, that there's a team of people that can help prepare you for the trip and make sure that you've got the right information to fill out for visas and what to expect on arrival and those kind of things. So there's a whole framework around the trip, and essentially you're also providing an important revenue stream into these communities to allow a lot of these disadvantaged kids to actually go on and either get a better education or even pursue a career within sport themselves.
How much lead time would you recommend somebody put in if they want to perhaps volunteer, say, December? When should they start the process?
I say as soon as possible. If you like what this is about and you've read the information on our website, as soon as you can commit to the project, then we can free up a lot of the information in order to help you plan and prepare. And a lot of that stuff might be filling in visa forms and things like that, which may take a bit of time, as well as getting some vaccinations. But having said that, we also do take last-minute bookings 2 weeks before people want to go. But obviously, the longer you can plan these things, the better it is for everybody involved, really.
And where can people go to find out more information?
You can go to sportingopportunities.com.